Blog Talk Radio.
Wonderful guest tonight, Cynthia, who is an animal communicator and an angel communicator, and I'm really excited to have her. Wanted to also let you know that next, in 2 weeks, I'm going to have my good friend Willie Whitefeather, who I've known since I was a young kid, who's going to share his wisdom with us. And tonight's show is going to be a lot of fun, and we're going to do animal totems. So I wanted to, and I want to wish everybody happy Thanksgiving, too. Hi, Cynthia.
Hi, Kelly Jo. Hi, everybody. I'm Cynthia Hodges. Hope everyone's doing well. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in. And I'm looking forward to us talking about the animal totems and everything and how they can help us possibly, you know, from a spiritual perspective in our daily lives.
And which is your favorite animal, Cynthia?
Oh, my gosh. I have so many of them. one of my favorites is, yeah, the spirit of horse. That's actually one of my totems I've had since I was a little girl. And the spirit of horse, in my experience, whenever we're drawn to a particular animal in our lives, you know, when we're little kids, because little kids are so very effortlessly and naturally innocent, and things come to them just so easily. So I kind of feel like the spirit of horse has been in my life since I was a little kid, and I'm still drawn to them in my adult life. And I find that's possible with other people as well who are on the spiritual path, and they're open to getting symbolic messages from different animals. So I find that the spirit of horse has always been with me. Sometimes we may just have an animal that just comes into our lives, you know, just for a brief moment on our front lawn or our back lawn or something like that. And there may be a message just for that. It doesn't always have to be forever and ever. So I feel like it's a combination of things. But horse is one of my favorites.
Me personally, I love the red-tailed hawk, who's always been with me, and also the black puma. I've always seen that since I was an itty-bitty kid. And I always hear it padding along the earth, and I can hear it, the heartbeat of the earth every time it runs on the earth. And white wolf. White wolf has always been with me all my life. And that's always symbolizes teacher. Puma also is courage and leadership. So.
Yes, that's really lovely. That's a really special one. I mean, there's so many of them. So we all have, a heightened awareness, or sometimes we're more drawn to some animals over others. And in my case, it's horse, and I'm also in agreement with you for me, too. I also have white wolf for myself as well. And I know that wolf is teacher, also about loyalty, connecting with family. So if I know, like for some people, because I get this question a lot of clients, being that I do the animal communication, they'll say, well, how do I know that what animal is my totem animal or my spirit animal? And I always will say to them, well, it depends. Are you drawn to the spirit of X animal, for example, whatever the animal is? And I wait to hear the answer. And if they say yes, and I say, well, there is a belief system that some people believe that it's possible that if you feel drawn to that particular animal on a regular basis, that they may be your totem, your spirit animal. So yeah, it's a lot of fun to get messages from the spirit animals.
Also, I tell people to look around your house and see what kind of animals you have collected throughout the years. Most of the time, it's your totem. People don't even realize, unbeknownst to them. You know, like some people collect dolphins, some people collect turtles, some people collect fish, some people collect cats, whatever. You know, that is their totem, whatever they have a lot of. And another thing, your totems can change throughout as you go along in life. Like sometimes, like if you're doing a nature walk, animals will pop up. Like yesterday I went and did energy healing for the earth with a group, and we went way out to a park up in Jupiter, and we had so many totems show up. We had a whole bunch of turkeys. We had red-headed woodpecker. We had vulture. We had hawk. We had squirrel. We had butterfly. And it was just really, really nice to – I had mynah bird. So that was really neat to see all the different animals working with the earth energy out there, and it was just so cool.
Yeah, that is really, really neat. Because I know that sometimes, you know, just for the audience out there, if there's any newbies who may be new to this line of thinking, I know that if an animal shows up, for me, with my clients, when I say quote-unquote shows up, that means they could either show up in your imagination where you just get like an image that might float in, or maybe you'll be in your car and you happen to be in a remote area where there's lots of farmland and you'll see different animals, and you might say, ooh, I'm really drawn to that horse or that goat or that Nemo or something like that. And sometimes people will have the belief system that if we're drawn to that energy of that animal on a repeated basis, it's likely that it's part of being maybe a part of our spirit self or our spirit family on the other side. So I really like that. And I also find, too, like with the spirit of horse, because some of these I have kind of like an entourage that shows up to give help me channel messages with clients. And sometimes the spirit of horse will show up and they'll shapeshift. I don't know if the audience members know what shapeshifting is, but if anyone is familiar with Michael Jackson, for example, he had a video out there called, I think it was called Black and White, and they see how, like, the computer, how they do the imagery, how they kind of shapeshift from, like, one person to the next person. I find that sometimes with an animal, that can also happen, too. And I just wanted to use that video as an example. Like, the spirit of horse sometimes with a client will show up, and they might be, like, a mahogany brown color. And then that same horse, it's the same spirit of that horse, but there's a symbology with their color and meaning for that particular reading with that particular client, possibly.
Absolutely.
And they could shapeshift to the color white or shapeshift to the color black or something like that. And then in that moment, of course, I'm tuned in with that client, and then I'll deliver that message for that symbology of that particular color.
Yes. And that's very true. Different colors mean different things. And also different animals will come to you at different points in time in your life.
Yes.
You know, like if you
need very true.
To learn a certain lesson, a different animal will show up. Like, for instance, squirrel shows up as putting things aside for the future. That's one of the meanings of squirrel. And,
yes, gathering.
And then birds
saving
are
up for like a rainy day.
Yes, and birds are usually always messengers. And
yes.
Each bird has a different meaning.
Yes. One of my favorites is, depending upon where you live in the country, you know, there's the magpie, the blackbirds, the crows. They're kind of all, from what I understand, in the same family. And I know I'm really drawn to the blackbirds, which, as I understand it, I believe are kind of a smaller variety compared to, like, some of the crows in the north. They're kind of, they're larger in size. But, and their energy sometimes can vary a little bit, but I, out of the bird family, I like eagle, and eagle is really good. For me, eagle is connecting with intuitive or psychic abilities, fine-tuning that, bringing that more into balance, also seeing things from a higher, newer perspective, new beginnings, stuff like that.
And also
so I really
prayers.
Like the spirit of eagle.
They think eagle.
Prayers, yeah.
Prayers to God, brings prayers to God.
Yep. And like you said, I think you said a little bit ago, you know, different animals may have different symbolic meanings for each of us as individuals because we're all unique in our own way and what we have to offer, to give, and to receive out to the world. And I feel like, you know, maybe, for example, the spirit of eagle might mean something specific to me and maybe not as specific to you, or like you just did, or add to it. And I'd say, oh,
correct.
Yeah, yeah, that's true, too. So, because everybody's, you know, we're all unique in our own way. And I also love the spirit of frog, too. Spirit of frog is, I know some people are like, ew, frogs are so slimy. But spirit of frog is really kind of cool because for me, when frogs shows up, because once in a while I'll see I don't have those slimy bullfrogs in my neighborhood. I have the tree frogs where they change color. They're really beautiful. And I actually one time, over the summer, this past summer, I stepped outside my door, and it was in the evening, and I stepped outside to go talk to my neighbor, and it was really funny because a frog literally, I didn't know it, but on the outside of the door, on the door frame, it jumped right on top of my head, and I was like, oh my gosh, Pat! I was screaming all over the place. I had no idea what jumped on my head. I mean, my neighbor was laughing his face off. It was so funny. And then I was like, oh, my gosh, it was just a frog. And I was like, oh, frog's got a message for me. And, you know, there's different symbolic meanings, I know. But a lot of the times, you know, if especially it's connected to emotion because frogs are very closely connected to water. And water is symbolically connected to our emotions, maybe bringing them more into balance. Or maybe we're having an emotional moment or time. And it's good to kind of allow ourselves, give ourselves permission to have like an emotional cleanse and sometimes crying because we can have emotional toxins. A lot of us sometimes will bury stuff or sweep things under the rug, so to speak. And so it's a good way to have a form of releasing. And I know that it's just about it for a time for like cleansing. And with the tree frogs, the ones that change color, that's also about shape-shifting, you know, and trying to acquiesce to maybe a certain person or situation that we may be coming up against and to know, like, what hat, so to speak, to wear in that given situation. Right. I don't know.
And it's also emotional clearing and cleansing, too. And a lot of times,
yep.
Fog will show up when there's grief.
Yeah.
You know, it helps with grief. Frog is a very good grief helper.
Right, and I find that if frog is our power animal or spirit animal, we'll use a lot of these, you know, terms interchangeably, but they all, in essence, mean the same thing. That also sometimes can mean that the person that they're showing up before is they're very sensitive and compassionate, and there's a flip side of that where maybe they're not the kind of person that kind of buries things under the rug and holds things in, that they may be the kind of person that's very outgoing and that will speak their emotions to other people. And it's also connected to singing, too, because they're connected to the throat chakra. For those of you, the throat chakras are the energy centers in the body, and it's about bringing that into balance and maybe helping you to either dial it back if you overspeak over people, you know, when you're talking in a conversation, or maybe it's time for one to ponder that, oh, maybe I should speak my truth more. So sometimes it's encouraged when we sing, it will kind of, even though we're not like professional singers, singing in the shower or to the radio in the car or whatever, it's really helpful to kind of open up that energy center, the throat chakra.
Yes.
Yeah,
and
so that's positive
really,
and negatives.
Yes, and then there's another one that I really love is two happy ones is hummingbird, which means joy.
Yes.
And whenever hummingbird flips around, it means joy. And
yes.
Also cardinal can mean joy, too. And also cardinal can mean message from a passed-on loved one. And
yes.
Another one that is fun is otter. It means joyfulness, playfulness, and how to play.
I love otter. Yeah, I love otter. I know for me, hummingbird sometimes is one of part of my spiritual animal entourage in my readings. And hummingbird, yeah, when hummingbird shows up, in some cases with a client, it usually means to be able to, because, you know, hummingbirds, real-life hummingbirds, they can fly forwards and backwards. They're beautiful, delicate animals, and it's about enjoying the sweet nectar of life because, obviously, they suckle the nectar out of a flower, and because the symbology of them being able to fly backwards, symbolically, that means for us humans to be able to look back on our life or choices or decisions and look back on those choices or decisions without regret and being able to move forward with joy and looking forward and being happy. So it's really kind of cool. We could do like probably two shows over this. It's a lot of fun.
And
it's
the ones that mean keep away is like skunk, stay in your boundaries. You know, step back off, and then there's also a possum who plays possum, you know, plays dead to help make a protection around it.
Exactly. I know also, too, skunk, you know, with the spirit of skunk, if a skunk shows up again, either, and it's, by the way, if I didn't mention this or either one of us didn't mention this, sometimes they don't have to necessarily show up in real life in front of our eyes. But sometimes they may come to us in our sleeping hours while we're dreaming as well. So
during dream
the spirit
time.
Of skunk, yes, during dream time. And the spirit of skunk also can show us if we need to be assertive with ourselves in life in general or certain situations. And that skunk can teach us symbolically how to stand up for ourselves or stand our ground if we need to in any given situation and not allow ourselves to be manipulated or pushed around. And it's about, you know, having that self-respect and humility and dignity and making sure that we, you know, in a healthy way, put ourselves as a top priority so we are not disrespected or manipulated in any kind of a way. And also, they're kind of playful, too. So not being able to take ourselves much too seriously and just kind of relax and play and just trust and know that everything's going to be okay. That's been my experience with the energy or the spirit of skunk. So it's really kind of neat how, you know, they can kind of help us in different ways, again, symbolically.
Yep. Limitations and boundaries. Absolutely.
Yeah. And Kelly Jo, what about the spirit of snake? What do you think about
snake
the spirit? Because I get that a lot.
Snake is death, resurrection, and rebirth, shedding old skin, shedding old ways.
Yeah.
It means
yes.
a new beginning. It doesn't, it's
new
not
new beginning. Mm-hmm. Right.
And
I know, and I have clients.
it can mean a health issue too. I know that when I do a reading and I see snake, I it talks about, to me, I always take it as a health, you could watch it for a health issue because, you know, the snake biting its own tail in health.
Right, because you're a medical intuitive, and so that comes through in that way for you. For me, being an animal communicator, sometimes, not all the time, again, it depends upon the unique individual client that's in front of me, sometimes snake shows up because it's about feeling a surge of energy. Snake is also connected to our psychic senses or intuition, helping us sharpen that if we choose to see in the non-physical world. Also, again, rebirth, like you were saying, and kind of like having a new self, so to speak, to be reborn, because snakes shed their skin. So symbolically, they're being reborn, so we can kind of connect that symbolically to our lives. And also helps us to resolve maybe any issues that are either not healed 100% or maybe weren't even touched on and need to be healed and get in the process of that. So it's a really good, and different snakes, I mean, there's such a variety of snakes, but that's kind of like the basic overall symbology that I've been connected to with the spirit of snake. And also, snake also means for some of us who might be healers in some way, shape, or form, whether a person does Reiki or if they maybe teach yoga or partake in yoga as a student or whatever, I think that it's also connected to if a person's a healer and helping them to kind of focus on those healing abilities and channeling them for the greater good. So
yes,
that's been my experience with that.
And then another I like is Raven, because it goes back and forth between the netherworlds. It means magic,
yes,
and going back and forth into the other worlds. And it's magical and spiritual and being able to be clairvoyant, clairaudient, all that. And it's like,
that's my experience with Raven too. Mm-hmm. Magic is in the air. And also Raven teaches us to pay attention to our dreams and our visions. And especially if we have colorful and powerful type dreams, you know, they can be indicative of prophecy for some of us, you know, depending upon how much we're in touch. Yeah, how much we're in touch with that side of ourselves. And also, too, I know with Raven, sometimes their color, again, getting back to the color, sometimes colors can have a symbolic meaning as well. Like for me, this doesn't apply to everybody, but for me, the color black signifies protection. Protection from everyday people or just the energy of people who may not be so positive, that kind of a thing. And I know sometimes they have like an iridescent color of like blues and greens. So like I could go on and on, but basically just stick with the black color, you know, that I know for me that's what, and for some people black is a negative thing, but for me it's not. It's a positive thing. It's about protecting one's energy from maybe negative people, places, situations, what have you, that kind of a thing. So that's a really nice animal to have, spiritually speaking. And sometimes Raven also I find is reminding us that maybe we're too busy, and we don't take the time to just be and just breathe in life and kind of ride. And sometimes it reminds us to possibly maybe choose the preference of being in solitude from the company of others just for a little while. Maybe it's a couple of hours or just a day or something like that, to really just kind of take in life and the energy of getting some centeredness, some peacefulness. Because sometimes, you know, we're all so busy paying bills and trying to survive in life that sometimes all the other stuff gets kind of forgotten about, and reconnecting with that side of ourselves. So,
and the natives believe it's the void. You know, all that is. It's the everything that is in that void. So it's not a bad thing. It's the cosmos. It's just all that is. And I think that's a wonderful way to look at it.
Yes. And what about the spirit of bear?
Bear is protection, going within, nurturing yourself, the protection of, like, Mother Bear. You know, it's part of the earth, and it's just going within yourself and finding out who you are, what you are, and that's what bear symbolizes.
Yeah,
it's beautiful.
I so relate to that.
There's a myriad of bears. You know, black bear,
yes.
Grizzly bear, brown bear.
Yes, yes, I know. And it's so funny because I relate so much to the symbology that you just shared, because in addition to that, I know that sometimes in general, you're not specific bear, but if in general, bear energy shows up for you once again, either in your dreams or in your mind's eye or that kind of, or maybe you happen to be in a beautiful place where you're able to see wildlife. And you're drawn to that energy of that animal, in this case bear, they help us to kind of set clear boundaries for ourselves and don't compromise. Whatever you do, if there's a situation that you need to not compromise on in your heart or your mind, you can just call upon the spirit of bear. So just for the audience, you know, when Kelly Jo and I say, you know, call upon, we just mean to work with, call upon, and you just call upon that particular animal if you would like spiritual help, as an added bonus and having their energy. And they help us to relieve any kind of pressure, because sometimes in life we have a tendency to put a lot of pressure on ourselves for different situations. Maybe we want to be the best employee or the best mom or the best wife or the best husband or what have you. And they can kind of help us relieve some of that pressure when you call upon the spirit of bear. And also, too, if there's a creative project that a person's working on and they maybe have been putting it off or procrastinating, they're really good with the spirit of bear is there to encourage us to say, get going with that, get on that creative project that you have in mind, and don't hesitate and really make it come to fruition and manifest that, because it's probably something beautiful that you have to offer for yourself or family members or the world even. You know, there's a lot of wonderful things with each of the animals. And in my experience, because black bear actually is one of my totems and is a messenger that gives me messages sometimes for some of my clients. And black bear usually, because symbolically what we think about, right, we think about bears in the wintertime. They store up their fat throughout the year and then they hibernate, right. And that is a good time symbolically for one to ask oneself, should I go into my cave and hibernate and take this time to mull things over in my life and examine, maybe do some self-examination or self-inventory and how I can be a better person and improve myself? Or am I in my cave too much where I'm not interacting at all and I've cut a lot of people off? That's right. Not healthy either. So it's good to have that balance. And black bear usually shows up to remind me that it's an important time for meditation and introspection and bringing in balance. And don't forget to play. So many adults forget to be playful and
absolutely
connect with that side of ourselves. Yeah.
Well,
so, and staying grounded.
How do we get a hold of you?
Okay. My phone number is 561-281-5304, and my website is angelicdimensions.net, and I can be reached there, or you can call me.
And for me, you can reach me at kellyjopsychic.com, and my phone number is 561-333-5367. I also do animal communication, but it's with dogs, cats, horses, and stuff like that. So I wanted to let you know that.
Yeah.
Well, should we take our first caller? She's been waiting for a while.
Oh, sure.
Okay. We're going to go for 863.
Okay.
Hello, 863. What's your name and your question?
Hi. My name is Julia.
And where are you from, Julia?
I'm calling from Florida.
Well, what's your question?
Well, I didn't know if it was we were supposed to ask specifically about the animal totems or if we could have a general question, or how do you want to work it?
You can have a question about your totem?
Well, as I was listening to you and you were saying how, you know, what are the animals you see around? And then you talked about snake, and I had seen a black snake go across the driveway. I've seen it twice, actually, since I've lived here. And I think that what you described as being transformation is right on for me. So I think that...
Yes. Absolutely. The snake will show up whenever you do have a major transformation going out. And
yep.
It's good. You are in a transformational time right now in your life. And it's
yes,
a good period
definitely.
For yourself. And you got good changes going to happen. And you're shedding the old. You're letting go of anything that doesn't serve you anymore. People, places, and things.
Yes.
Anything that doesn't serve you will be taken away. It's not a punishment. So that's what's happening right now. Does that
help
you?
Yeah. As part of the transformation, I want to move. I'm temporarily, the transformation for me is I'm going through a divorce, and it's just about at the end. I'm temporarily living with my mother here, but I'd like to move out, and, you know, I'm 54, so I want to, you know, have my own place.
You will.
This was a good landing ground for a while, but my question was, you know, how you see that kind of coming about.
Well, I see you getting like a little apartment of your own. It won't be too far from your mom, so you can get to her if you need to, but it'll be a one bedroom, one bath, and you'll really enjoy it. It'll be small at first, but then you'll upgrade later.
Okay. Do you feel that it's going to be closer to, like, the beach area? Because that's my ideal, is to be closer to the water.
Well, you could get a condominium, mum. You know, you would. That's what I'm hearing. So I'll see what Cynthia gets for you. Cynthia?
Okay, thank you.
Hi, Julia. How are you?
Hi, doing well. Thank you. Thanks for taking
Good.
My call.
Oh, you're welcome. It's great to hear from you. I'm glad that you shared about that. That's really great, you know, about the spirit of snake, because there's definitely symbology behind that. But just to clarify, your question was about moving, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Because when you started talking, I kept seeing, I know you live in Florida, as do we, but I feel like this particular property you're getting, and this is going to sound kind of like, well, of course you're going to see this because you live in Florida, but honestly, this is what I'm getting for you. I see extra palm trees than you normally would in this particular area that you're going to be living, and it does feel like if it's not on the beach, it's going to, because I was getting a lot of water energy. See, when I see the spirit of frog, that's one of my entourage, it's connected to water, so symbolically, that's my sign and symbol to share with you. I definitely see it not being, maybe even within walking distance, and at probably maximum 1 to 2 miles at, like, the farthest away. So I don't think it's going to be that far away, but I definitely get a sense of water or I get ocean. I do want to honor that. I get ocean first, and then if for whatever reason, if there's a bump in the road financially or what have you, then you'll definitely be on or around near, like, man-made, because, you know, in Florida we have a lot of man-made lakes. And I see you maybe, yeah, I see you possibly maybe in an older community, and I think that's why I see a lot of mature palm trees, a little extra than you normally would see. And they're the really, like, weeping willow ones. You know, I'm not really good with the palm tree species names. And then I see the real spiny, stiff ones. I don't know if you girls would know the name of that, but I see the really spiny, stiff ones. So extra palm trees
awesome.
And... Yeah, extra palm trees and trees in general. It feels very nature-like. It feels very serene, and it
perfect.
Feels like something that you'll be able to totally afford. And by the way, kudos to you, because I've been through a divorce. I know exactly how that feels. I totally empathize with your situation and that transformation. I mean, now that it's been several years for me, and oh gosh, I couldn't imagine now where I'm at, seeing all that I've accomplished and all that I've become. I'm so grateful for that experience, you know. So I feel like everything's going to be a really a positive change for you, positive transformation, because like Kelly Jo said, I agree with her, there's a lot of shedding of old skin, so to speak, and rebirth and kind of rediscovering and reconnecting with who you are and what you are. Does that make sense?
I need to interject here. I see her getting it, maybe she'll find it in February.
February,
yeah,
okay.
I was getting around springtime, so it's close. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, so it's going to be a good thing. So try not to rush it. I'm hearing patience. Please try to be patient in this whole process, and don't settle. Don't settle, Julia. Like, if it's possible, you know, if you have the luxury of being able to be selective in your choices and where you want to live, you know, because sometimes some of us are in a financial situation where temporarily we may have to settle. But if you are lucky enough to be in a position where you don't have to settle, that would be Spirit's choice for you to get, follow your heart and really trust in your heart and what your gut is telling you and what you're drawn to, like a particular neighborhood, whatever that is. I don't tell me where you are, but I feel like the energy of the beachy feeling to me, I don't know if it's going to be in this area, but the serenity of it feels very, have you ever been to Tequesta Beach or Hope Sound or Jupiter area?
I think I've been to Jupiter once, but it was like over 30 years ago. And it was just sort of
okay.
like driving through. But, yeah.
Okay.
I was thinking like the Delray Beach, you know, which is
okay.
sort of, you know, down in that area.
Yes, yes. I was just saying the feeling of that. I don't think it's going to be that area. But because it's quieter, the further north you go in the state of Florida, it tends to kind of thin out with population and it gets a little quieter. Wherever you wind up, it feels, I get that feeling it's going to be very serene, similar to that beach, for example. So Delray. I feel like it's going to be like Delray, maybe Boynton.
Okay.
That's what it feels like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I feel a lot
sort
of positive.
Of an eclectic Thanks. Feel, and I like that sort of bohemian
uh-huh.
vibe.
Yeah.
Get my inner flower girl back out.
Yeah.
There you go. Get your motion back.
Thank you, Julia. Just trust.
Thank you, ladies.
Just trust
so much.
In yourself, Julia.
Wonderful.
Thank you so much.
All
You're
right.
welcome.
I appreciate it. Have a good night.
You too.
Okay. 207. Hello, 207. Thank you for waiting.
Hello, my name is Tom. Tom.
Hi, Tom.
Hi. I guess I was always brought up around dogs, so I guess the dog is my totem. I've had dogs around me all my life, many a times. And now I'm down to two. At one time I had seven.
Wow.
I just seem to connect with them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's loyalty and friendship and honor and...
Mm-hmm.
So that's a great one
yeah.
to have.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I know. They're loyal, too. They always forgive you.
Yeah.
They love
yes.
you no matter what.
No matter
yes,
what.
They do.
That's right. I also get a lot of... crows and ravens, no matter where I live, they come in the fistful. They just always come around my house.
Mm-hmm.
That's magic.
Do you mind if I jump in, Kelly Jo?
Hello? Yes.
Kelly Jo, do you mind if I jump in real quick?
Go ahead.
Okay, I just, Tom, if I may just kind of, I know you, I just want to make sure out of respect for you. Did you have a question? Because I was just picking up energy I thought I would share with you, and you can validate or, you know.
Yeah, I do have a question. I didn't know it was just going to be on animal totems. I didn't read the headliner. I wanted to know if I'm going to be moving out of state in the next year.
I get a yes. If you would be so kind to indulge me before I go into a full-blown answer with that, I wanted to acknowledge your energy that I get from spirit, that there's parts of you that are very deeply connected to nature. And so just to honor the totems that you shared, like the spirit of dog, for example, I like to also refer to them as domestic dog, just so we can differentiate between dog versus wolf, because I know they're in the same family, but sometimes people... they get them confused. So I just wanted to clarify that. And just
yeah.
remember, the spirit of dog also reminds us to always keep the faith, never ever lose our faith, and to stay strong no matter what. And they're connected
right.
to family, reminding us about loyalty and so forth. So I just wanted to just quickly just share that a little bit with you. Regarding your move, I see a change of seasons. Do you just yes or no without saying where you live in the state of Florida or outside of the state of Florida?
Outside the state of Florida.
Okay, because I see that changing, and where you currently live, you live where there's changing of seasons?
Very little.
Very little. Okay. I don't know. I see something like changing of seasons, like maybe you're going to move to a place that is more seasonal compared to where you're at now. So I don't, and I'm being, we're in Florida. So I'm being pulled toward the north personally. That's what spirit's pulling me toward, the northern part of the United States. Like I'll say like Carolina area maybe, or northern Georgia or something. You're not in the mountains, are you?
I'm in the most northern mountains of Maine. I'm almost out of this country.
Okay, so it's definitely seasonal. So I don't know what this is, but the seasons feel milder than where you physically are present right now. So I'm not sure if you're going to go really, you know, I've been living in Florida for so many years, I forget like how severe the changes are, but this is what I'm getting for you. I feel like by maybe December of next year, November, December of next year, they're showing me a calendar, my guys, and they're now actually showing me anywhere from September to December of 2016. So okay. If your heart is open to and maybe possibly, I don't know if downsizing is the right word, but simpler, you know, choosing so you don't have so much responsibility with bills and stuff, and simplifying your life and maybe choosing something that just feels homey and warm and a little bit more simplified, if that makes sense. But it's nice.
Don't get me wrong.
It's nice.
That'll work.
That'll work? Okay. That'll work. So that's what I'm getting for you. Does that help at all?
Yes, it does.
Okay, good. I don't know. Maybe Kelly Jo could have something to add
what
to that.
What I'm seeing is I'm seeing like a little, a tiny house, and it's like maybe a pole barn or something that's made into a house, and it's bought and paid for, and it's on a piece of land. So that's what I'm seeing.
Yeah, so it's really, I think serenity might be the theme tonight.
It's cute as a bug's ear, so that's what I see for you.
Oh, boy. That does sound cute.
I hope that helps, Tom. Yeah.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
Good,
huh?
Yeah, thank you so much for calling in, Tom.
Okay, we're going to go to 704. If I can get it to work. Hi, 704. What's your name and question?
Hi, it's Melissa.
Hi, Melissa.
And
what's your...
I had a cat. Actually, cats. I grew up around cats all my life. But I had a cat that passed away in May. Can you pick up anything on him?
He sleeps at the end of your bed a lot. He still comes
in
and helps. And what did it do up high? Did it crawl up along the refrigerator and along the edges of in the kitchen?
He did, yes.
Yeah, because I see him all up along there. And do you keep having a toy show up in the middle of the floor?
Yeah.
That's
but
him.
I have two other. Yeah, I have another cat.
That's him doing it.
I have another cat, and then I'm babysitting another cat until December.
Oh, but it's your kitty that passed on doing that.
Oh, he's
letting
is?
You know
okay.
He's around.
Yeah, I have 14 years, and I miss him.
But he's still around. He comes. Do you have Cynthia? What's your take?
Okay, if you'd be so kind to repeat your name again for me, please.
It's Melissa.
Hi, Melissa. Okay, thank you. What I was getting, like before you even finished the syllables of your name, I don't know if this is connected to the cat that passed over, but I was getting, I don't know if you've ever had a black cat or a dark-colored cat in your life, but I'm getting the energy of a dark-colored cat. Does that make sense at all?
That's him, Mr. Smokes. He was black.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, definitely. I was getting this really dark colored cat. I actually feel like he is actually one of your spirit animals and part of your, what I like to affectionately call our spirit family or soul family. And he's got a very, he's actually showing me a symbol. Have you ever heard of the poem Rainbow Bridge?
Yes.
Okay, so he's showing, usually when animals show me that, who have been our companions in life, and they show me that is my symbol for I'm really at peace, I'm so joyful and so happy. So he definitely hangs out with you. And I see him kind of like hanging out either on the floor, but primarily on your bed, likes to sleep with you in spirit. I don't know if he did that in life, but he likes to sleep with you. He's showing me down by your feet, something about your feet. He likes to hang out by the foot of the bed with you. And he kind of changes positions, but this is what spirit is showing me. And he's sending you glowing hearts. And by the way, for those of you that don't know, glowing hearts are my sign and symbol for I love you. And I actually heard the word, I'm going to be with you forever. So he's going to be, and not that it's your time anytime soon, Melissa, but whenever your mm-hmm. time is ready to cross over, he's going to be one of the little four-legged souls that are going to be there to greet you. So I just got chills. So he's like your forever, forever love. And
yes,
he also helps you. He helps you at home with the other animals as well. I heard you say that. Do you do like foster care with other animals or pet sit?
I have one cat that was here when he was here, but I work with dialysis patients. One of our patients had a stroke, and he put him in a home. And so I'm watching a cat that he had that I'm giving to the social worker wanted, but she can't keep him right now. So I'm kind of watching him until December.
You're going to end up adopting him. He's yours.
Well, I'd love to have him, but the daughter really, really wants him. So, I mean, I can't take him away from her, but he's a nut job.
So I think he's where you get to keep him.
Okay.
Well, Mr. Smokey's making me feel like that you definitely are going to, he kind of, from in spirit, he helps you with the animals. And if you happen to bring any new animals into the family, that he's mm-hmm. like, because he's taking ownership, like, yep, that's me. I helped with that. Yes, that's a good one. That's a good match. That's a good connection. So he's got some really neat energy.
Yeah, he does. He was very stoic. Yeah. And like you said, he slept at the foot of my bed or he slept at the door. I call
mm-hmm.
him my little guardian. He was my little guardian.
And he likes toys. He's telling me at Rainbow Bridge he plays with the other animals. He's really happy. And he's making me feel like maybe not so much in life did he play with animals, but on the other side, not that he was opposed to it, but he's making me feel he's got kind of like a kingly type of energy.
And
it's like, you know, I know who I am, and I'm like the king of the castle kind of energy.
Yeah.
And he loves to play with the other animals in spirit on the bridge, and also he has all these different toys that he loves. There's a toy he's showing me that's got like a bell. I don't know if he had this in life, but he's in spirit. He's showing me there's like a – you ever see some of the toys that they make for cats with the bells inside the balls, and you toss
mm-hmm.
them across and they make noise? That's what he's showing me. He loves to play with these, and he bats them around.
He would do that when he was younger. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you, lady.
Thank you
so much for calling in.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That was the... Okay. We got time maybe for one more. The episode is... We'll try the 561 number.
Okay.
Hello, 561. 242.
Oh, hi, Kelly. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I just saw on Facebook that you were on tonight, so I was listening in. But I have a question.
Oh, good. Thank you.
Yes, because usually I'm not home. Or
do
doing something, but this time I was home. So,
cool. Do you have a question?
Yes. I don't know anything. I don't have a question about an animal, but you told me 10 years ago I was going to move to Georgia, and I'm wondering if the time is coming for me to move.
We'll move to Georgia. You will get a little flatboard house with the porch, and you'll have a little bit of land. You'll be on an acre and a quarter.
Oh, wow. I love that. So
you'll be able, it'll have 1, 2, 3 and a squishy bedroom. So in other words, that you just put an office in.
Oh, I love that. Do you know how soon it is?
Looking in late summer, August of 2016. You'll start looking, and you'll be able to put a pretty chunk of a down payment down for you.
Oh, that'd be great. Wow. I can hang with that. Thank you so much. You're doing great. I'm glad I caught you. Huh?
Do you have any?
Oh, sure. Hi, I'm Cynthia. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you. Thank you for calling
good.
In.
You're welcome.
I just wanted to share. I kind of agree with Kelly Jo as well. I was getting like spring summer for you, for at least for the starting process of looking for a place. And I'm not real familiar with the land of Georgia, but I was getting like maybe Savannah.
Oh,
something
wow,
like that.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a beautiful place.
And it feels very, because the energy feels very historic where you're going to wind up going, and that you'll be able to easily access different places of Savannah, or, you know, have that kind of hometown feel, but yet you'll be in your own remote location, but within reach of places to go if you needed to go shopping or, you know,
oh, wow, that's great.
Go to events,
yeah.
You know, stuff like that. So it feels really positive. It feels like it's going to be a really good, and this place feels like it's going to be, the energy is like, it's all mine. Look, I did this. So it feels really positive.
Thank you. But will I be still doing what I'm doing here now?
Absolutely.
When I get there? Oh,
yep.
Good. Okay.
And the price of the house is within means.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
well, thank
you have a lot
thing.
Of positive things.
I am so glad. Thank you so much. And I
thank
will talk
you for
to you again.
In.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Bye. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thank everybody for calling in tonight. We'll try to do a couple more. We got a 62954. I'm trying to keep the number straight here. 954626. That's the next one.
Okay.
Oops. Hello, 626. Hello. It dropped off. Okay, that one's gone. Okay, we'll try another 954. Hi, 954.
Hello.
What's your name and question?
Mink.
Yeah, you.
I'm Vicky.
Vicky, what?
I'm Vicky, and I just had I don't know, a couple comments and a question. I don't know. Sometimes I feel greedy because I feel like I'm running a spiritual petting zoo. I have so many spirit animals that show up, and I'm like.
Well, you are the magnet. You even have dead people's animals that don't belong to you because they really, really like you. You have a whole line of them around you. You have a plethora of them.
Well,
you
I
even,
love them all, you know.
You
and,
have a pot belly pig with you.
A what?
A pig, a pot belly pig.
Oh, dear. Not my favorite. Sorry, little
pig. I know, but you do. I don't know who belonged that to that. It was white with black spots. And it was a female. Yeah. So
oh
I don't
my.
Know where this came from, but how funny. You got cats and dogs of all shapes and sizes. And you have
I've got
a
giraffes, and I've got
you got
wolf. A I've got owl.
Owl.
One of my favorites is vulture. I absolutely adore vulture.
Oh, that's
and,
totally.
Love working with vulture.
They're very clean. Vultures are.
They're what?
They're very clean.
Yes, they are.
Eat.
Although,
they can eat.
Although you don't want to handle them. You don't want to handle
no.
them because they. They do carry things from the carrion that they eat, but amongst themselves, they are clean, and they are beautiful to watch them in flight. Oh, they're every bit as beautiful as eagles. I think that people do them a great disservice. They're so freaked out. Ooh, a vulture. Ooh, dirty. Ooh.
Yeah.
But they're not. I think the environment would fall apart even faster than it is if we didn't have vultures to help clean up.
Well, everybody needs to have a job.
Well, that's exactly true. And every single animal on this planet does have a job.
Well, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a...
What's that?
Do you have a question that you'd like to ask us?
Oh, I wanted to know if I am being greedy and if there's a limit to how many,
oh, there's
how
limit.
Many spirit animals I ought to be allowed to
No, you're fine. You should have seen
okay.
after this. I sat and did a healing thing and all the pigs and ducks and geese and the people and the, because I'm a medium, all the dead, everybody came to say goodbye and we sent them all to the light and through the light. They were passing through the house by the thousands.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
You
yeah,
know,
I don't think it's being greedy at all.
No.
Mm-hmm.
I hope
not at all.
Oh,
I was just saying, I don't think it's being greedy at all. But did you have any other questions, you know, like life purpose or love life or anything like that?
I'm done with love life. If it wants to come to me, so be it. But I'm not seeking it at this point. I'm really happy being divorced. And although I wasn't at first, I didn't seek it, but fell in my lap and... And
any questions about family members or
think is okay. Yes. Is there any way any of the animals can help me with my dad who is failing? And he's never been an animal lover. In fact, there have been times in his life when he was very cruel to animals. But can they help him?
You mean health-wise?
Or spiritually, can
okay.
they lead him into healing or into a better place so that he's not such an angry old man?
What do you
he
think,
He won't
Kaja?
Allow it. He won't allow it.
Hmm?
He will not
he
allow
won't.
Them. They can't get next yeah. to him. Sorry.
Yeah, you know. You know what?
Yeah.
I am not surprised, but I appreciate that confirmation. So
you're welcome.
I won't try to press it. Yeah. I won't try to press it.
Yeah.
Then.
Well, thank you.
Because I'm getting that they try. They try to help him, but his energy will not allow it. But they're there, you know, if he would like to call upon any of them, you know, in his mind, in
yeah.
his heart, you know. Yeah. I definitely feel like that they're there if he wants it. You know, that same old saying, you know, ask and you shall receive kind of thing.
Right.
Well,
yeah.
I want to thank you, and we have one
yeah.
more. So
thank you so much for calling in, Vicki.
You're welcome. See you.
Have
see
a great evening.
Time. You too.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye bye.
One more, and then
she was sweet.
Yes. 954. Thank you for waiting. What's your name and question?
Hi, it's Sharon.
Hi, Sharon. What do you want to know?
Hi, Sharon.
I know I have animals that I'm positive of. But I did have a different type of question. Actually, we have a little baby right now. He's under 2 pounds and he's very sick. And I know the other ones are helping him. He'll be fine. But I have a question in reference to my job.
Mm-hmm.
It's become very stressful, and it seems like no matter what I do, I'm not doing the right thing, no matter how I do it. I just feel like it's coming to the end of the line.
It
but
is.
But I'm not positive. It is.
But you need to watch your mouth. Don't shut off your mouth. Be quiet. Don't tell your 2 cents. If you don't tell your 2 cents, you'll last through the... past December.
Okay.
But then January, they're doing a shutdown of the place. It's like a temporary place, and it's like, I don't know if there's a buyout, agglomeration, or whatever, but it's a whole change of the guard.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
I have
good.
A question.
Uh-huh.
I'm being shown, this is Cynthia. Hi.
Hi.
I'm being shown, I don't know if you're considering, I'm seeing this spirit of snake, and again, symbolically, spirit of snake is about rebirth, resurrection, and since intellectually you asked the question about your job,
mm-hmm.
I didn't know if you'd ever considered maybe
changing your profession or whatever, because it feels like that spirit feels like it's trying to move you in a different direction. So I don't know if you're doing what makes your heart happy, or if you, like, if someone said to you when you were 10 years old, so what do you want to be when you grow up? And your little heart was like, oh, I want to be a nurse. I want to be a nurse, for example. And then it didn't work out that way for you for whatever reason. I don't know, maybe you had children young or whatever. I'm just saying hypothetically. So I don't know if you're going in a different direction or aware of that, but I feel like spirit wants to move you in a different direction. And I do agree with Kelly Jo. I keep seeing symbolically a closing of doors, changing of guards or something like that. And that you have higher and better goals that are better suited for you than where you're at right now. Like, this has served its purpose and it's done well for you for the time that it's, you know, you've had this energy of this job in your life. And now it's maybe time to consider trying something new, if that were reasonable, you know, in reality for you, possible, you know, time-wise, financially, and all that stuff. So I don't know. Does that make sense to you at all?
Are you there? I think everything dropped off.
They dropped off. Okay. I just wanted to make sure. Okay. Yep.
Well, I want to thank everybody for calling in, if you can still hear us. And thank you, Cynthia, for coming on.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. It was great. I had fun with you. Thank you so much.